You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. We give God the praise. We give him the glory. We give him the honor and the praise for another day that we can come into your cars, into your homes, and the way how you listen by the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. God bless your hearts. Good morning to all of you that's listening, that's on the thing, your homes. Again, as I say, thank God for you this morning. We want to thank God for this day. Come on, let's go to a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you for your peace. We thank you how you watched over us throughout the night. We thank you how you kept us covered in your blood, God, and woke us up this morning with the blood running warm in our veins, the activity of our limbs. And we thank you now, Father. We give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to thank God again for another opportunity on this Friday just to come into your homes, into your cars. You may be driving, or you may be just sitting in your living room, or you may be on the freeway driving, listening. Thank God for you tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you, you and you. We want to thank God for our elect lady, praise God, my wife, God bless her, God bless you, we love you, thank God for you, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, God bless you, to our church mother, Mother Brown, amen, God bless your hearts, and to all our prophets and evangelists there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, praise God for you, amen, amen, God, just a way, we want you to be in prayer. Being prayer for the bereavement families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to continue to pray for those that have gone through, such as Apostle Elizabeth Hayward. God bless you. We're praying for you and your family, Pastor Christine. We're praying for you and your family, Robinson, that God will see y'all through. Amen. And we're praying for Pastor Deborah. Amen, Jones, Pender. We're praying for you all and the church family. We want to say the homegoing service from Mother Pender will be on tomorrow at 11. At 10. It will be at 10 o'clock. We want to be in prayer for this church family that God will see them through. Amen. See them through, a pioneer, another soldier going on home to be with the Lord. So we want to keep them in prayer. Keep all the bereaved families in prayer. Again, to the Evans family, praying for you all, Shan and Creta, praying for you all in Kamika, that God will see you all through on this time while y'all going through. In the Haynes family, praying for them, Vicki Haynes, we're praying for you and your family that God will see you all through this time. All right, God bless you all. Listen, listen. Oh, what a revival. What a revival we had on last week with Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward from out of Melbourne. Praise our God. God moved every night. Every night he moved in the revival. And we want to say thank God, thank God, thank God. God, thank God. Listen, get ready for our church anniversary celebration is coming up. Amen. We will be there a whole week. Amen. We got speakers lined up for every night. Come on, it's going to be something. We're going to look to see you in one of these services of our church anniversary. Then we get out of our church anniversary, and then we'll go have a week to rest, and then we'll be in our holy convocation. Oh, you don't want to miss holy convocation. It's going to be something. As time approaches, I will be announcing more about it. You don't want to miss it this year. Praise God. We got a good lineup. Got a good lineup. God is going to move. We're looking for God to move. We're looking for God to move. So also, we want to say to the graduates, we got graduation coming on Monday. We want to say we have some ones some young people graduating in our church. My grandson, Leroy Rowley, is graduating, praise God. And we have Journey, she's graduating. And Jaden, he's graduating from our congregation. And I'm quite sure there are other ones that will be graduating. Then we got other ones graduating, going to the next grade. Jeremy, he's going to the next grade. There's quite a few of them going to another grade. And we want to thank God for the graduation, those that are finishing school, and those that are graduating, going on to middle school, high school. We want to say thank God for them, because it is something now in the school systems, but God is giving them, and God is covering them in the blood and seeing them through. So we want to thank God for that. Amen. Amen. So you may have some grandkids or a son or daughter that's graduating, and we say congratulations to them. So we want to keep praying for them, that God would see them through on their life journey. Most of all, we pray that they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and take him with him, not just go before him, but take him in them and with him throughout their lives. Because he said, in all that ways, acknowledge me, and he will direct our pathway. So we want to thank God for them again. Thank God for them again. I just want to come on today to encourage you as usual, encourage you in the Lord, because we're living now in the last of the last days. People will say that, oh, you've been saying that. You've been saying that. They've been saying that for years. Nothing happened, but God is still doing what he's going to do. He's still doing what he's going to do, and he's going to move and do what he say he's going to do, because he's our God. He's our God, and besides him, there is no other. But I want you to look up to the hills, from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. So I want to deal with this on today. He's right there. God is right there by your side, no matter what. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, God is right there by your side. You got to hold on, guess what, and hold out. Don't give up, but hold on and hold out, because he will come, according to what I just stated in the Word of God, according to the Word of God. He is your help. He's a very present help in trouble. Come on. One translation say in trouble, and another one say in the time of trouble. So guess what? He's not asleep on your case. He's not asleep on your case. It may seem like, it may feel like it, but you got to know it. I want you to know this, praise our God, for I've learned that any situation that we're in, in anything that we're going through, Jehovah Jireh, God, he is who he say he is. And he's not going to be moved. He's not going to be moved out of the situation, but he's going to move the situation. But we must keep believing God. We must not charge God foolish. Come on. We must understand that all things is what working together for our good. We must keep our eyes upon the hill, unto the hills from which cometh our help, because he's still God, and he's going to do exactly. Sometimes we don't understand. We don't understand what is going on. Come on. But if we continue to pray, he's going to make our pathway clear. If we continue to let him guide us and lead us in what to do, how to do it, where to do it, and what to say. I'm reminded of the Word of God. Come on. When Job went through a whole lot in one day. Yes, he did. But the Bible says that he charged God not foolish. Come on. What he did was he bowed himself. He went and clapped his garment in sackcloth and ashes and bowed his face to the ground and began to worship God. He still gave God the glory. He still gave God the praise, no matter what he had went through. But God is who he say he is. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is in the midst, and we give him praise. We give him glory. He shall never slumber nor sleep. He's still working on your behalf, even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't understand the situation, even when you don't believe. But God is doing what he says he's doing, because his word is his bond towards us, and he is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is what? Trust him. Trust him when you can't trace him. believe him. Believe, believe. That's what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to attack your faith to keep you from believing God. Come on. Hallelujah. He's trying to attack your faith. He's trying to make you shake. He's trying to make you bend. He's trying to make you bow down, lose your faith. If you lose your faith, you don't lose everything. Come on. Come on. Remember what Jesus said to us, Peter, which is say, Simon, Simon, what? I pray for you that your faith do what? Fail you not, because Satan desired to what? Sift you as wheat, but I pray for you. Come on. He said, I pray for you. And this is what God is going to do. God is going to see you through. This is what God will do. Praise God. Listen, guess what? It's getting ready to happen. Come on, my brother. Come on, my sister. You're driving. You're listening to me. Come on. Hallelujah. You're driving it. You're pushing. You're pushing through this. Guess what he's getting ready to do? He's getting ready to do three things. Three things. He's going to do it. Three things. He's getting ready to do what? Overturn it. Overturn. Overturn it. Listen, he's getting ready to overturn. Overturn. The last one, overturn it. No matter what it is, God is getting ready to overturn it. God is getting ready to bring you through. God is getting ready to bring you out. Don't get stuck in what you're in. God is overturning it. Overturn it. Overturning it. Come on. Hallelujah. According to his word, according to his word, because he never slumbered nor sleep. He that keepeth Israel, he that keepeth Israel. So guess what? He's keeping us, and he's going to do it for you. You got to believe it. You got to trust him, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in. God is getting ready to move. God is getting ready to show his hand. When you don't see his hand, he's moving. When you don't feel his hand, he's moving. But you got to trust him in the midst of what you're in the midst of what you're going through. He's going to bring you out. He's going to deliver you. But you must surrender. Surrender with everything in you. Come on. God can do it. He's getting ready to do what? Three things. Overturn. Overturn. The last one. Overturn it. No matter what it is. Come on. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to do it. You got to believe it. You got to trust it. Because guess what? Again, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. He's not asleep on your case. He's not asleep. Trust him. Trust him today. With everything in you, give it to him. Give it to him. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to do what? Reap if you faint not. Be not weary in well doing. There are times, there are days, there's weeks, hours, and seconds that the enemy will try to talk. He will try to show himself. But you got to know within the inside of your spirit, that inward man, God is still on the throne. And he will not be moved. He will not be moved. But we trust him. We trust him with everything in us. We trust him. Do you trust him today? Do you trust him today with everything in you? Somebody out there is worried. Somebody out there is fearing. Somebody out there wants to give up. But you're under the sound of my voice right now. Come on. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. But you got to come committed. You got to give it to the Lord. You got to say, I give it to you, and I leave it in your hands. You can't fix it. You can't fix it. You can't do it. Because if you could have did it, you would have did it a long time ago. But you can't do it. You got to allow God to do it. Allow God to do it. Guess what? Because he's getting ready to do those three things. Overturn, overturn, overturn it. That's the last one, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, no matter what the enemy is trying to say or do or show you or try to talk to you, know this. Be still and know that he's God. Be still. Don't worry. Don't fret, my brother. Don't fret, my sister. You're driving out there on the freeway, and it may be raining. It may be cloudy. It may be storming where you're at. But guess what? It ain't going to last always. drive through it. You got to drive through it. Sometimes you may have to be pulled over in a storm. And you can't drive. You may have to pull over. But same way in the natural. So in the natural, so in the spirit. The enemy wants you to pull over in your belief. He wants you to pull over in your faith. But keep on driving through it. Keep on driving through. Even if you do pull over, just know this. I'm standing still on my belief. And I believe God. I believe God with everything in me. I trust him. Why? Because I lift my eyes according to Psalms. I lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord that made what? The heavens and the earth. That's what I'm dealing with right here in the scripture. He made the heavens and the earth. If God made the heavens and made the earth, he surely is able to maintain what he put in the earth. Come on, somebody. He can do it. And we trust him today. We lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge him. And he's doing what? Directing our pathway. He's directing your pathway. You may say, well, Apostle, I just tuned into the radio station. This is my first time tuning in. Or I just tuned into the radio station, and I didn't quite understand or quite get the full detail of the message. All I'm saying today, according to the word of God, as we have stated earlier, as David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. So if you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, all you have to do is believe as according to the word of God. He said in his words, if you believe in your heart, to confess with your mouth that God is near what raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So if you believe that and you confess with your mouth, come on, hallelujah. He said, you shall be saved. That's all. You don't have to write a letter. You don't have to get nobody to approve it. If you believe and you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And guess what? You're saved. Now you need to find a Bible-based church. Get in there. Get up under the word. Grow and go. Grow and go. When you grow in the word, you're going somewhere. Your faith level is going to come up. It's going to rise. Come on. Your word level is going to rise. So I want you to keep today. I want you to keep looking up. Because if you keep looking up, guess what? You won't fall. You won't fall. You won't stumble. Because you're looking up unto the Almighty One. Who is his Jesus? Who is he? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And he's able to do his feet above all we think or ask. All you got to do is trust him when you can't trace him. Just know that he's God. He's God. Listen, I know that God is on your side. I know that God will bring you out. I know that God will deliver you, and I know he will set you free. All you got to do is keep your eyes on him, keep looking unto him, because he is who he say he is, and he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. I believe it. What about you today? What about you today? I don't want you to be in the field. I don't want you to go and feel like you by yourself, because he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He'll work things out. Just trust him. Believe him. If you believe him and you know he can and you know he will do it. He will do it. Just trust him for a minute. Trust him for a minute. And I believe today. What about you? What about you? Come on, somebody. What about you? Keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes. Keep your eyes up. Being again, see, the enemy comes to do two things, three things, steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I come that you may have life, and you may do what? Have it more abundantly. I come. He comes. He comes today. He comes today that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Just trust our God. Trust him today because he's still on the throne. He's still on the throne today. Again, as I was saying earlier, we want to keep the bereaved families in prayer because he's still God and he's going to move. He's going to keep them. Praise God. And we want to say again, we just finished Mother's Day Sunday, and we pray that every mother had a good day, because Mother's Day is every day. We pray every mother had a good day, but we want to keep those in prayer that's, you know, have gone through it and will go through it again. Amen. So close around Mother's Day, but we pray your strength. We pray your peace right now, and that God will see you through. Don't worry. Don't fret. He'll see you through. I'm telling you something I know, not something I don't know. He'll see you through, and he will bring you out, but you got to keep your eyes on the hill. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. Believe God. I know he can do it, and he will do it. Again, I want y'all to be able to join us. And again, our church anniversary celebration is coming up. We want you to join us. Praise God. Join us. And I know people say it'll start that Monday, that Labor Day weekend. That Monday, it'll start that Monday and go all the way. So come and be with us. Come and be with us. Where is the location? Where is that? 1219 South Street, located in the Bruce City of Titusville, Florida. Then after that, we got a week to rest, and then we'll go into Holy Convocation. That starts June the 10th, going all the way that whole week into that Sunday. It climax that Sunday. So come and be with us. I'm looking to see some of you all that I have not seen. I'm looking to see some of y'all that have been listening to the radio broadcast and say you enjoy it. So I'm looking to see y'all to come be with us. Praise our God. I want you to know God is able to do it. Keep looking up. Keep looking up. Keep looking up to God. For he's who he say he is. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. Hallelujah. You want to say something? God's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Praise God. Listen, hold on a minute. Hold on just 1 minute. I got a special guest today. And for this last few minutes, I want her to come on and say something. Guess what? Guess who it is? Who is it?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for being here. Thank God for life. Thank God for another opportunity to be able to come on the airwaves and just speak a word of wisdom. Listen to Apostle Watkins giving us that encouraging word, that power to stand, to hold on, and to keep ourselves built up in the faith, that we don't, that if we just hold on and hold our peace, and the Lord will fight for us. You don't have to say nothing. You don't really have to say nothing, but just proclaim and confess what his word says. And I'm just so glad that I'm alive today. So many people went to bed last night, but they didn't get up this morning. And we thank God that his mercy is new. His mercy is new every morning. And I thank God that his mercy endures forever. His word endures. And I just love you all. And just hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he will never change. He would never change. Never change. And I just thank God for his mercy that endures forever. Amen. We're going to always have mercy. Always. We're always going to have mercy. But he says in Galatians, what then can we say to these things? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? We thank God for it. So I just want to encourage you just to stand on his word and keep trusting him.
yes, yes. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Again, what shall we say to these things? As I said earlier, the three things he's getting ready to do. Overturn, overturn, overturn it. These things. If God be for us, who can be against us? So I want you to be encouraged this week, this weekend. Again, go to some church, get into a church-based teaching word, teaching the word, and watch God overturn, overturn, overturn. Again, just thank God for Lady Watkins, amen, coming on with us, coming on with us, amen, and giving the word of an exhortation and encouragement also, amen, because guess what? His word is his bond. And his bond is his word. He watches over his word. One translation says he hastens to his word to what? Perform it. To perform it. Guess what? We still got to trust him. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we trust God. Because in him, we do what? Move and have our being. It's in him. It's not in the world system. But it's in him. He made the world. So why not trust him? Amen? Why not trust him? He made the world. Don't give up. Don't give out. Don't give in. Don't let the enemy know. See, you giving up. Don't let the enemy hear you speak fear, doubt, and unbelief. But stand on his word. Jesus never spoke doubt. He never spoke doubt. He said, let there be, and there was. Come on. He told them, as even everybody he healed, he said, according to your faith, or he said, go thy way. Thy faith have made thee whole. Will thou be made whole? Never a negative word did he speak. He spoke faith-filled words. Why? Because he is the word. He is the word. Come. So we got to do what? Become the word. And we got to speak the word out of our mouth. Let there be. According to the word of God, it is done. Why? Because I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heavens and the earth. And he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. My time is getting close. My time is getting close. I got to get off of this air. But I guarantee you, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Amen. I believe the engineers going to tell me, in a few minutes, my time is gone. But I got 40 seconds left. So I want you to, in this 40 seconds left, I want you to say these three things with me. Overturn, overturn, overturn it. And he's going to do it. Amen. He's going to do it for you. All you got to do is believe God. Believe God. Again, I want to announce the homegoing service for a pioneer, which will be Pastor Mother Pinda, will be again in Palm Bay on tomorrow. 10 o'clock celebration will be there at the Pentecostal Church of the Living God in Melbourne, Florida. It's going to be a homegoing celebration. So we're praying for this family, and we pray that we will see you in the move of God on tomorrow there. So God bless you all. God bless you. Be of good courage. God bless you. Until Monday morning, well, same station, same time. It's about time for your miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our event.